to introduce you into the worship team. So if you're interested, talk to Cindy or Darcy or Michelle. So. And at this time of the service, we take time to share what the Lord is doing in our lives, or any prayer requests or announcements. There was a meeting today. I don't know if there'd be announcements, but we're part of the English service in this church, so we have to participate in different events. And the church right now is going through a planning of a new church, so let's continue praying for that. That's a big ministry here. The pastor said something about we invited to a service. To the construction company. I think it's their own a chapel, so we're invited to go with them to see their church, just to have a fellowship with them. And then that'll be next month, I think. So, yeah. Just to prepare this church for that building. So please pray that this continues. Everything seems to be going well, so please continue praying for that planting of that church. And if everybody has the bulletin, we still have some prayers. And I was just update you with the Makiko situation. Thank you for your prayers. She's doing much better, but she cannot move that much, so she tries to move and hurts, so has to stay a little. She's already healthy enough to walk around, but if she tries something, then also it's kind of like, so it's better for her to stay home and rest for a while. So, but thank you. She's doing well. She can eat now, everything, and just pray for us. Our restaurant was really blessed. We were blessed. God provided. I don't know. He has his ways, and I didn't know what was going to happen. And a lady that just moved in the neighborhood came to eat, and we were just talking, and she said, I just moved, and I'm looking for some kind of work or something to do. I said, you serious? Yeah, I come. And then she came. She came to help us during the time. And then at the same time, Chika Kunishige, she's a daughter of a member here. She offered to help us on Monday. So I'm getting help through the week. So it's been good. God is providing for us. And at the same time, the business has slowed down a little bit, so that's great. So please continue praying for us. And if you have any testimonies or any prayer requests, please come and testify.
Short people. Short people. Remember that song? If you remember that song, you're telling your age. Okay, good. Me and Jim remember. Fernando mentioned visiting Yoshua Church, and that will be on the 11th of next month. So on August 11th, we're just going to, somehow the church is going to pack up and go over there. I don't know how they're going to do it, but you're welcome to do that. You're also welcome to drive by the site of the new church. They've dug the foundations, and if you go down these stairs, and then go into the multipurpose room on the right. When you get in, it's on the left, just before the tatami room. There's a series of pictures of the digging of the foundation, the laying of the concrete, and every Saturday that will be updated. They're sending us, sending Pastor Hiroshi a bunch of pictures, and he posts them down there. So it's pretty exciting. We went there and prayed, with the workers on Wednesday, and in just 2 hours they had really done some serious excavation, and the next day they laid some foundation and packed the ground with all kinds of material and wire, and just pretty amazing how fast and efficient they work, and so efficient that we've had to say, slow down, we can't be ready when you guys want to finish this place. So, and it would be really good for you to drive by and see. If you want an address, contact me and I'll send you the address, and you can put it in your phone and drive right up to it. So please pray for the safety of the workers so nobody will be injured, and pray for a good impression from the neighborhood, because, I mean, it's noisy. But they're building a big park right across the street, so it's been noisy for a while. So we just added to the noise. So, but we want the neighbors to have, and pray for our team that meets every 2 weeks. We meet every 2 weeks in my home, or we may meet somewhere else, but we're deciding on the layout of the building and all that kind of thing, that kind of stuff. And Pastor Hiroshi and I have, you know, guy ideas, and then the women come up and go, well, you haven't thought about this and this and this, and we just go, you know, and then erase everything on the whiteboard and let them say, how about this, you know. So it's really a lot of fun. But please saturate that area with prayer. Not, you know, not so much for the building, but for the building that will become the church there. And appreciate your prayers for that. Thank you. That's the report, I guess. Amen.
My name's Jim. I just want to say thank you. Over the last month, some of my students have come as part of a project, come in pairs to see the church and to participate. And they really loved the experience. They said, so friendly, especially Grace. They said, you said, can we sit next to you? I said, yeah, sure. And so they did that, and then they presented to the class. So I think that most Japanese young people don't have much of an idea of Christianity, except it's maybe something over there. It's not connected with us, but for them to come and see, it was really great, and I hope they'll come back, but I hope too that other students will think, oh, maybe it's something that I've been looking for, because we know it is. Yeah. That they, you know, maybe for many of us too, that relationship with God was something we were looking for and didn't know we were looking for it. We could feel something missing. And we just pray that there'll be that realization, not just that something's missing, but that He is the answer to what they're missing. So thank you very much.
Hi. Hello, everyone. This is my last Sunday. No, for this month. Okay, yeah. I'll be leaving for the Philippines on Thursday. So it will be a month and 2 weeks vacation. Mixed emotions. Mixed emotions. As usual, please pray for me and also my son. By the way, 2 days ago or 3 days ago, my son suddenly sent me a message. Mama, look at the message in the school's website. I said, what's going on? Classes was suspended. I said, oh, so that's good. And then he said, read more. So I read more, and there was a bomb scare in their school. Yeah. So I said, where are you? I said, I'm in the dormitory. I said, oh, okay, so that's fine. So I said, what really happened? I said, they were told to, the classes are suspended, but they didn't know the cause or the reason. So everyone was sent home. The school was locked. And then after 4 hours, the official statement from the university went out that it says, there was a bomb scare around 11 in the morning, or 10, about 10 or 11 in the morning. So the school was locked up. Everyone was sent home, and those students who are inside the school premises were not allowed to go out. So that my son was at that time was in the dormitory. So his classes will start maybe about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I said, so you stay there and then just don't go out. So I read the news, and yeah, there was very political reasons, for political reasons. So some people really want to scare. Because, by the way, on Monday, was it Monday, the SONA, the State of the Nation address of our president will happen. So before that event happens, many things are really trying to be being done by those who are against the government. So my son's school is branded as one of the good schools that is pro-administration. So they help the administration. So it's kind of the they said the New People's Army are trying to infiltrate the school. So, but yeah. It was scary in my part as a mother. Oh no, my son is there, and it's his first time to really experience that kind of scary situation. But God is faithful, so even the thread that is being exchanged by the parents of the university students, really very, I would say, they're very intense. So they got angry at the administration why this happened. They at first it's just a drill. They said it's a drill, but actually it was not a drill. It was not a drill. They just said it at the beginning so that students will not get scared. So everything was fine. So please continue to pray for Chris also, his academics. And he said one of the things that really maybe stressed him a lot is the programming. So now he is into programming. I don't know about programming, but he showed me some of his works and I didn't understand anything. But he said, yeah, tayhin des. So, okay, let's just pray about that because I don't know anything about it. So, yeah, please pray for that. And I would like to share something also. The pencils, the colored pencils are already complete, and some others are still wanting to contribute. Yesterday, one of my friends went to my house and gave me another, saying 1,080 yen to buy the colored pencils. I said, it's already complete, but she said, okay, just have it for other purposes, okay? So thank you very much for continually praying for that and for contributing also. I continue to pray also for the kids in Cebu. Some kids are really sad right now because one of their, I was not a foster parent, but somebody who takes care of them in the shelter suddenly died. Yeah, she went home to heaven. 2 days ago, so in the morning they just found out that she didn't wake up. So it's a very sad time for them. They're already attached to their, they call it Mama Tara. So she is one of the women who really took care of them and acted. She was single, but she acted as their mother. So it's a sad time for the shelter right now. Although some of the social workers are also coming over to help. So please continue to pray. And please continue to pray also for those who are very sad. Yeah, I've been sad. I've been sad, and I think it's God's way of allowing us to experience sadness so that when time comes, when your friends or anybody who comes in your way is also sad, you know how to comfort them. So I have some friends who experience, I would say, maybe borderline of depression or what, but I just hope that they're not really depressed. They're just sad because when you are in the depression state, it's very difficult to really comfort them like that. So it's like when you are told you are not who you are, point blank in your face, it's really very difficult. Then you felt rejected, you felt neglected, you felt invalidated. This is a very, very strong feeling. But when you can go through with that feeling, and then somebody comes in your life that also experienced the same feeling, you know how to tell them how to go through with it. But it's good if you know Christ. But it's sad. It's a sad thing if they don't have Christ in them. Some of my friends don't have Christ in them. That's why it's very difficult to really tell them, yeah, this should be the thing that you have to do, this something like that. But please pray for them. It's not only one, but a few of my friends. Maybe it's at this age. My age, a lot of problems, family problems, relations problems, or any financial problems. So all are bombarded at you, especially if you have you carry most of your responsibilities at home. So some people just cannot take it. It's a very heavy thing, but good thing that we have Christ. We can give all our burdens to Christ. So please continue to pray for everyone who is actually experiencing those kind of very low state, emotional state, especially if they don't know Christ. So, well, we as Christians are of the advantage side because we know whom we are going to, whom we can just cry out. So we can give all our burdens to God. But it's very difficult for those who do not have Christ. So please continue to pray. I just hope that they will not really succumb to that feeling of very, I would say, suicidal state. So it's difficult. It's very difficult for them, I know. And I understand because I've been there. But by God's grace, I have overcome that feeling of being depressed according to Pastor Kevin, you're not really depressed. You're just very, very, very sad. Yeah. So thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you very much also for with the help of the pastors in this church, with the help of the people in this church, I could say now that I'm better emotionally. I'm fine. So I can talk it out. I can just smile at the storm. So although it's it's kind of scary thinking about it, but yeah, but with God in my vessel, I could smile at the storm. God bless you all.
Hi, my name is Darcy. We have some people here with us. And some of you got to maybe meet them a little bit before church, but I wanted to introduce my friends. Is that okay? Okay. So we have, you want to come up here or you can kind of say who you are? Is that okay? No, you don't want to. Okay, so I'm just going to introduce them from here. So sitting next to Art, we have Carol and Paul. And they are friends of ours through our mission organization. And they have a long history, a lot of roots in Asia, especially in Malaysia, but they're now living in Austin, Texas. But they were just in Malaysia teaching a class at a seminary. So then they came here to visit us. And it's a great encouragement to have them here. So if you want to be encouraged and have your life blessed, talk to them after church. And then sitting behind Carol and Paul is our friend Amy. Amy was here last year, almost around this time, and was stayed with us for a week or so, and she was studying Japanese in Hiroshima at that time. And did you want to say anything, Amy? And I'll speak for Amy, too. So Amy's going to be staying with us for a few more weeks, and then she's going to begin a job in Kobe. So she's in Japan for we don't know how long. God's just been putting Japan on her heart over and over and over and over and over. And so now she's going to be living here. But first, she's going to live with us for a few more weeks, and that's a great joy. We've known Amy for forever, it feels like. It's only been like 15, 10 years or something like that. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. And I also just wanted to... Hey, Amy, you want to say hi? Okay. The kids are immediately shy if you ask if she wants to say hi. I just want to praise the Lord. We had some neighbors over to our house and friends yesterday. My friend Doysan, I shared about him a couple weeks ago, who had come over to practice music and asked me about my tattoo and what was the meaning, and was talking about rejoicing in the gospel and the joy in the Lord. And anyway, so he and I made a little concert together. We just invited a few of our neighbors and our friends who are in town and a couple others. And he also had his wife, his son-in-law, and his grandson who came. First time getting to meet any of his family. Our neighbors both came, our older neighbors. And it was just really like a family time. Doysan was like, what is the best? Psycho. Yeah, Doysan at the end was like, psycho. Psycho, you know, this is my 65-year-old friend. Psycho, psycho. So he was so psyched on the time. And so was our 84-year-old neighbor, Komachi-san, who made a little speech before he had to leave, a little bit before the end of things. He was saying how he had grown up in our house, how he just thought how his father would be so pleased about what was happening in our house. And that there was just it's lively and it's a good feeling, and he just blessed us tremendously by sharing that this is beautiful to him. So just we would love for you to praise the Lord with us, and we'd love for you to pray for these friends, especially Doysan and Komachi-san. We'd love for them to love Jesus. So thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. Here I am again. Good to see you all. And then I would like to thank God for my safe flight from Davao to here. Thank you.
I also want to thank God for some blessing that he gave to our family. So this year, my father planned to apply for his citizenship in Australia. And last week, he already took the oath. So he is officially now a citizen of Australia. So we really thank God for that. And also, I want to request a prayer for my cousin. She's leaving this Thursday to Bahrain. So the last time she worked in Bahrain, there are some trouble. The employer hold her passport, so she can't leave the country by that time. So please pray that her current employer will be a good one. So also for a safe flight and her stay in Bahrain. Thank you.
What's your cousin's name?
Jonah Marie.
Good afternoon, everyone. About two months ago. Anyways, my auntie Alice, some of you have met her. She had a heart attack, and she had a triple bypass surgery on her heart. She was in ICU for a long time. She was in the hospital for 1 month, and I just got a phone call this morning, and we did video chat, and she has been out of the hospital for 2 weeks, She's able to stand and walk, and she has to use a walker in order to walk. But my mother is with her, and also my other aunt, Auntie Feli. Some of you also know her. So the three sisters are together in Southern California, and my Auntie Alice is recovering. And she said, just please say hello and thank you to the people who prayed at Mitaki for that. So praise the Lord. Thank you.